A large modern visitor center and memorial space has been unveiled for 107-acre parkland for Frederick Douglass in Talbot County. This is Don Rush. The $37.5 million project will include an overlook of the park along the Tuckahoe Creek with meadowlands and trails. Terrence Bailey Sr., the 5-times great-nephew of Frederick Douglass, says this is part of a recognition of his ancestors' roots in the county.
What do you hope that people will be able to see from that height in terms of where he was born and lived?
Along that waterway, our great-great-great-grandmother, Betsy Bailey, which is Uncle Frederick's grandmother, she fished for shad and everything in that river. And then along that river that was enslaved and free Africans, I would expect people to be able to see the natural beauty of the area and educate people on the history of the river from that elevation. You can imagine what the instructor is telling you.
In terms of the monument itself or the structure itself, some suggest that it's not quite personal enough. Are you hoping that a lot more details are in the structure to allow people to be able to not only obviously see the beauty of the area, but also that they will be able to learn the motivations and the experience that created Frederick Douglass and his whole life?
I don't think it's fair to look at a structure and say it's not personal enough. That's just the structure. The most important things are what is going to go inside of it. So once the structure is built, that's just a shell. What goes inside of it will be what you get out of the life of Frederick Douglass. The materials, the learning materials, the exhibits and stuff like that. You can't just look at a rendering or plan and say it's not personal enough to Frederick Douglass. That's an unfair assessment.
What do you hope to see inside then in terms of the telling of a story?
As many personal exhibits as possible. Possibly a partnership between the site and Cedar Hill. They have a very extensive inventory of Uncle Frederick's personal items with storyboards on these items and his trips to different places on the Eastern Shore, his speeches on the Eastern Shore, lectures and stuff like that, and maybe his trips abroad. There's more stuff on Frederick Douglass to fill one building.
Growing up here, it really sort of shaped his own personality and obviously his ultimate accomplishments later on. I mean, it really molded him in a way. As a matter of fact, he returned to Talbot County even after the Civil War. But this is an area that really sort of shaped his personality, I think.
Under the circumstances, how he left here, his thoughts of Eastern Shore were not fond outside of his grandmother and his mother. His treatment and upbringing, you know, as you said, shaped him to be the man that he was because the memories were not good. If he could magically come back to Eastern Shore and that shrine to him, after what he went through, and to come back in time and look and see there's this huge shrine, amphitheater, and museum, and visitor center, all to him, after what he's been through, I don't think you can honor anybody any better than that.
Terrence Bailey Sr., 5-times great-nephew of Frederick Douglass. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.